or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our number, if you'd like to call in, because it's going to be an open line program, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Talk radio, we need someone to talk to, but I thought we'd talk about the weather. And it's really very interesting what we've seen here. I've never seen tornadoes like we've seen recently. Certainly used to see tornadoes touch down and do devastating damage, but when you're talking about a tornado that's 6 miles long and a half a mile wide, wiping out a place like Joplin, Missouri, and so many of you even had tornadoes here in California yesterday up in Butte County, and they were devastating like those they're having in the Midwest. But there's something strange about the weather. Now, is this an act of God? And certainly God can direct the weather, but can man direct the weather? Do we have the capacity to direct the weather? I've talked about HAARP in the past. I got the most beautiful letter from some gentleman debunking HAARP, telling me that Jerry Smith's book on HAARP was just totally absurd and ridiculous. And now I knew Jerry Smith, and we carry his book, and we think it's an important contribution to the knowledge on HAARP. We've carried Nick Begich's book on HAARP in the past, and we've evaluated it and carried the DVDs on it and heard Bernard Eastman, who designed this technology, talking about how this could be used for weather control. And that was in the original DVD that we carried it. And that, if you, according to the patents, HAARP can be used for weather modification. So I get this beautiful letter from this expert, and he is the one of the claims to be very knowledgeable on this subject. And as he goes into it, why the government has certainly developed this, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't affect the weather. It doesn't affect the mind. It doesn't create earthquakes. It doesn't do anything. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a program that doesn't do anything. HAARP does absolutely nothing, so there's nothing to worry about. And I'm wondering, why is somebody sending me this beautifully written letter telling me that HAARP doesn't do anything when, well, obviously he's going to a great deal of trouble to convince me of that there's nothing to worry about. And the question is, what really is going on? What is HAARP? Well, HAARP is a means of heating the ionosphere and the stratosphere, and certainly it can alter the weather, and it can shift the jet stream. Is this what's happening? We don't know, because it's all top secret. Now, if you have any question about HAARP, you might do what I did this morning just now. And that is, I went up and on the YouTube, and you can do this by going to your search engine and typing in YouTube Jesse Ventura Harp. And Jesse actually evaluated Harp, and he goes up to this spot in Alaska. There's no way they're going to let him into the base. It's, you know, all regulated. Everything is controlled. So if there's nothing to hide, why are they hiding it? If there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? Actually, you can see the entire program that he did. It's in five or six sections on the Internet. And he interviews Jerry Smith before Jerry died. I knew Jerry personally, and I liked him. He was a good guy, did a lot of good research. We still carry his book. We have four tapes set on Harp. And there's no question that this can be used for weather modification. Is what's going on today an example of weather modification? We don't know because it's all top secret. And if it's top secret and they're concealing information, if there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? If there's not something they don't want us to know, then why is it so much of this classified? And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that there are terrible things taking place today, and the average individual just has no idea. I'm in the process of putting together a program, a PowerPoint presentation on population control, and one of the things I did was go back and reread what Zygmunt Brzezinski had written in 1970 in his book, Between Two Ages, where he talked at the bottom of the page 57, and he's quoting somebody else's, you know, saying that by the year 2018, we're going to be modifying the weather. We're going to be able to create storms and droughts, and, of course, we're going to be able to create chronic new diseases. But all of this will be secret. Very, very few people in government need to know. Only a very small number of people need to know what's really going on. But we can disable large segments of the population and weaken the people and weaken the country, our foreign enemy, so that we can go in and take control. Well, basically, we are the enemy. The enemy, I guess, or the enemies of freedom are located at 58 East 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House, the headquarters, the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is a subversive organization that was organized in 1921 as a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And, of course, its counterpart is at number 10, St. James Square in London, the Chatham House headquarters of the Counts of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It's made up of people, wealthy leaders, the people who direct the course of both Great Britain, the Commonwealth nations, and the United States. And it's certainly not simply by accident that during the Carter administration, there were over 2,000, I think something like 2,700 members of the was it 270? Well, maybe it was just 270 members of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, the Carter administration, and a comparable number in the Reagan administration. In fact, David Rockefeller laughs about this, you know, that even Ronald Reagan was forced to invite the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. You'll find that in his book, I'm Oz. Number 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open lines this morning. Talk radio. We'd love to have someone to talk to. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But what do you think? Is this normal weather? Is this a normal variation? Are we going through a cycle? Is the shift in the location of the North Pole plays some part of this? Or is there something sinister about this? Is God bringing his judgment on America? Is he trying to get our attention? Or is this simply acts of evil men who want to disrupt this nation, who have an intense hatred of America? Is it part of their plan to simply impoverish our people? We know that they are actively transferring our wealth to other nations. They're sending, I mean, here President Obama, you know, has to borrow money. We're having to borrow about $5 billion a day. And yet we're giving money away to Egypt and to Tunisia and to countries all throughout the world. We're giving something like $36 billion in foreign aid. And we're having to borrow the money to do it. How long can you keep spending $101.6 trillion more every year than you're actually taking in? Remember, I think the federal budget is something about $3.65 trillion. We're only taking in, you know, a little over $2 trillion. And so most of what we're spending is actually, 40% of what we're spending is borrowed money. How long can you continue doing that? Well, as long as you can continue borrowing money. The trouble is that other countries are not buying our bonds the way they used to, so we're having to buy our own bonds, just create the money out of nothing and buy our own bonds. But eventually you get into problems with this. First of all, you create world inflation because America is the reserve currency of the world, and as we build inflationary pressures, we transfer them to other countries, and so many other countries are having real problems with inflation, unless, of course, they're doing what's happening in Sydney and in Great Britain today, and that is moving into austerity and cutting back on social programs and raising taxes and just plunging the economy into contraction, which is what should be done and needs to be done in the United States at this time. Certainly, this is what Canada did a decade and a half ago. They got their economic house in order, although if America were simply to go down, it would pull down most of the rest of the world with it. But is that what the rulers of the world want? Do they want to create a chaotic situation at this time so that there will be no other alternative other than a world currency? Which will bring the end to national sovereignty, because, of course, if we lose our ability to create money as a nation, Then, of course, we lose our sovereignty as a nation. Is that what the globalists at 5080 68th Street in New York City really wanted? It absolutely is. And I know what they're up to because I read their publications. And if you can read them as well, you can get the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the lead article by, or one of the lead articles by Richard Haas, H-A-A-S, and he and the gentleman who writes the article talk about how there's coming austerity in America and they're going to lower our living standards. He talks about, at the conclusion of the article, about how countries that are engaged in all sorts of military activities eventually spend themselves into oblivion. And he tells us exactly what's happening. Just as in 1996, Richard Haas, writing in the article in the Washington Post, Richard Haas in 1996 was writing about what was going to happen after the terrorist attacks, the long lines at airports, the long lines to get into the federal buildings, all the restrictions on us because of the coming of terrorist attacks. That was 1996. We have copies of the article. The Washington Post doesn't remember ever publishing it. Other major magazines wrote about it, but they have no reference to the article. We finally, well, actually, Dr. Cuddy was able to track it down, and we quote from that article. We have copies of it. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know that Richard Haas, who happens to be the current president of the Council on Foreign Relations, knows just what the future holds. Well, we're in for difficult problems, and the weather is having a devastating effect, destroying lives. I talked to some of my friends who Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, we frequently have them on the program, and I think they live in Alabama, and Chris, when the tornado hit their area, just wiped out everything surrounding. Kathy said when they came out of the basement and went upstairs, these massive big oak trees, just uprooted in the yard. Fortunately, God was looking after them, and their house wasn't touched, but the surrounding area looked like the surface of the moon. Well, who's calling in? Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Who do we have on the line?
This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I hope you are well.
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. I'm calling in response to what you've said about the weather, and I'd like to say several things about that. In this area of Colorado, we are required by the state to have our the emissions of our cars tested every 2 years to see if it's putting out things that would pollute the air. And I thought it was so ironic the last time I was sitting there. You have to keep your engine running when you're sitting in line, so there we are sitting there polluting the air doing that. And while waiting to get in to have my car emissions tested, I'm looking up into the sky and watching the chemtrails being dispersed into the air by the very government that's requiring us to have our emissions tested. It's so ironic, it's just beyond belief. And the weather in Colorado, we've talked about this before, has been changed by the chemtrails just immensely. I live in an area where there are many, many hundreds of trees. And these trees used to be filled with hundreds and hundreds of birds of all kinds, wild canaries and robins, everything. And now I have been able to see only four birds in the last 4 years. That is awful. Something is killing off the birds. I'm assuming it's the chemtrails, but something has killed off the birds and the other wildlife around here. And I cannot see the stars at night. I used to be able to see thousands, if not millions, of stars in the sky at night. I can see none now, and every day is cloudy, and we never used to have a cloud in the sky unless it was raining or snowing in Colorado, in this part of Colorado. It's just absolutely, if people were watching at all, they couldn't help but notice what is being done to our weather. We should be enjoying a very soft, warm, balmy end of May day today, and we are not. It's cold, it's damp, it's awful, cloudy. So,
well, they are geoengineering, and actually there's a fair amount written up on the Internet. We're going to have Roslyn Peterson with us at our October conference, and we would hope that people would be coming from Colorado. Roslyn, I think, is certainly the person who's done the best fundamental work on this, because she goes to all the government reports, and she points out that the people who write about this, the scientists who are atmospheric scientists, are concerned that the change in the substance of jet fuel, and what they're doing, of course, is emitting from the normal jet engines and the amazing amount of number of flights that we have. First of all, heat and water moisture, and then, of course, the particulate matter, the breakdown product of the consumption of the jet fuel. And the jet fuel particles there in the atmosphere contribute to these contrails, that the contrails can actually create the clouds. I mean, some of them don't, some of them dissipate, but others do, depending upon the atmosphere.
Dr. Stan, and you already know this, but for the audience that hasn't been noticing, the contrails from passenger jets look and act entirely different from the chemtrails that are being dispersed. The contrails from the passenger jets are very short lived. They just disperse in half a minute or less than a minute. The chemtrails are dispersed, and they begin to puff out, and they cover the whole sky, and they last for 72 or more hours. So when those are about gone, they start it all over again. You can see this happening.
Well, the contrails, some contrails will actually create clouds. Now, there's another component, which, of course, is not from commercial jets, but that is from either military jets or CIA jets that are doing...
That's right.
Spraying. So there's a difference between the contrails, but contrails can persist. If you watch them, they're commercial jets, and they can cover the sky, but they are doing spraying. How do we know? Because, of course, I've actually touched the material that has come down from the sky, and it was very, very semi-gelatinous material that had hit on a tree locally here. How they got so much of it to one area, I don't really know, but it really was an amazing demonstration of the chemicals that they're spraying.
I was going to say one more thing, and then I'll get off. But for those who doubt the existence of HAARP, and I do a lot of harping on HAARP, because those who doubt the existence of it, there are pictures available. I have one that I obtained from another radio ministry, and there are pictures of it, and it's acres and acres and acres in Alaska of electromagnetic towers. So there is the existence of it, and I leave it to the scientists to tell us just exactly what all that can do, but I believe every word you say about it. So I will get off now, and it's wonderful always to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. And our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Roslyn Peterson, of course, has done a wonderful job actually compiling all the material that we have. And, of course, here in the United States, there's a lot written on geoengineering. But it's always, well, you know, this is a wonderful way. We can put this canopy up over the top of the sky, and then we can reflect the rays of the sun, and we can prevent, global warming. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand how the greenhouse effect works. The greenhouse works by letting the rays of the sun come into the greenhouse. But when, of course, the heat wants to bounce off the ground and go back into space, it can't get out because the greenhouse holds the heat in. And basically what they're doing with creating this canopy is to prevent the rays of the sun, the heat, from getting away from the earth. And actually it promotes the greenhouse warming. It doesn't cool the country at all, but it alters the entire weather. And are they doing this? Absolutely, because there are records which she has compiled from government records about how the Navy has created this canopy over the East Coast. Now, everything is done to conceal the truth. Remember, if you go back and you read what Brzezinski said in 1970, only a very small part of the government needs to know what you're doing. Most people do not need to know about how you can create storms and droughts and, of course, these chronic new disabling diseases. So this will all be done in secret. And it is being concealed today in the name of national security. Why are they doing this? Well, look and see what they're doing. Are they pretty well destroying a lot of our crops? Certainly there's going to be a rise in the price of wheat and other products. Hey, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Food
Center. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan, here at the American Freedom Network, it's open lines this morning, so our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But, of course, the altered weather is having a profound impact here in the United States. I mean, look at the flooding, the terrible flooding all along the Mississippi. And then the drought that they're having in Kansas, which is certainly going to influence the wheat crop for this year. And they're going to be really probably real problems with wheat all across the world. Certainly massive flooding over there in Australia earlier. And everything I've seen is the cost of wheat, the price of wheat's gone up, and soybeans and corn and the basic commodities have gone up, you know, between 50% and 90%. And this is, of course, feeding the fires of inflation, that and the massive increase in the monetary supply, all of this undermining the stability of our nation. And that's exactly what our leaders want. They want to impoverish our people, lower our living standards, and people who are hungry or concerned about food are not going to be concerned about like these abstract ideas of freedom. Hi, who do we have calling in?
Stan, this is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. How are you this morning?
Hi, Steve. Do you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to comment that here coming into Denver from Conifer, we have complete cloud cover that's obviously all chemical. So I'm spraying early this morning, and now the whole skyline's covered, as usual happens quite often. And I just thought I'd let you know that, and want to let you know that we appreciate your work here, and keep up the good work, and God bless.
God bless you, too, and just trying to get people to think, get them to look in the sky. We got this great new DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? And certainly the work that Rosalind Peterson has done. You can go to her website, California Skywatch, Rosalind Peterson's her name. Put that in your search engine. But read what she has, and she has all the government documents that talk about geoengineering, and she has some where they actually admit they're doing it. Now, over in England, they're quite open. They are doing it. Here, they're trying to conceal the truth from the American people because, as Brzezinski said back in 1970, very, very few people need to know what we're really doing, only a very limited number of people, and that's just what's going on. And they have altered the weather, and certainly the particulate matter from the spraying, both commercial jets and military and CIA jets, is changing the sky. But I'm firmly convinced that they're putting aluminum and barium and these other items. You find it in the rainwater, you find it in the snow, you find it in the soil, you find it in the plants and the bark of the trees. Toxic amounts of aluminum. You find it in the whales. I mean, how are the whales getting all that aluminum in them? Well, because they're getting into the rainwater. Anything else you wanted to say? Yes, Don. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. And, of course, it was very interesting. We had Mike Murphy on the other day. And Mike, of course, helped produce this film on What in the World Are We Spraying? If you haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile watching, and he's given permission for you to copy it and disseminate it. Of course, I can't give you that permission, but he has on my program, so I can repeat what he said. Get a copy of the DVD and then start making copies and sending it out. And, of course, it's well done, well documented. But Mike recently went over to Hawaii again just to see what was happening. And he talked to a fellow who worked for the FAA as a flight controller. And, of course, as most people, he said, he'd heard about chemtrails, but he never really paid any attention. He didn't believe this could be going on until he looked at the sky. And what did he see when he looked at the sky? Why, all these contrails or chemtrails going north and south over the Hawaiian Islands. And as he said, why, we don't have any planes that fly north and south. They all fly east to west. They're coming from the mainland, the United States, and flying to China, Japan, or flying from China and Japan back to the mainland. The flights don't go north and south, so what were all these planes doing flying north and south? And then, of course, the sky would cloud over after that. And he's realizing these are not commercial airliners. And that's what you must understand. In fact, the other morning I was watching, and of course we have the commercial airliners that fly from Los Angeles to San Francisco and San Francisco to Los Angeles. But here comes this one contrail, and then it makes a big loop, and it goes south again. Well, commercial airlines don't fly up almost from Los Angeles almost to Santa Cruz and then turn around and go back to Los Angeles. Obviously, a CIA or a contract plane or Evergreen Airline or military, I don't know what it was, but there's no question, making a great big U up there in the sky, a great big contrail. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. We have a four-tape set on contrails, our chemtrails. We actually have two of them, because you can always order separately the interviews we've done with Rosalind. She will be speaking at our conference on the 23rd of October. I hope you can get here. We always have a contingent from Colorado. We hope we can get a much larger one. We're going to have Betty Martini will be coming to speak. Rosalind Peterson will be here. And as far as I'm concerned, she has the most, the best documentary evidence, because she has all the government reports, and well worthwhile getting her material. That's Rosalind Peterson. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to discuss this subject or any other subject, doesn't have to talk about the weather, but our number is 1-877-254-7524. Do you think they're modifying the weather? Has the weather changed in your area? Is this different? Is it somehow the weather different now than it has been in the past? Have you noticed how hazy the sky is now? You used to have the pristine, blue skies and the clear nights and the stars. And it was Maureen who called in early. Is she correct? Is the weather changing? Are your skies more overcast than they have been? Are these stars as apparent at nighttime as they used to be? Or is there a haze there that there hasn't been before? Well, I think that the weather is changing, and they know how to change the weather. We have a great DVD. It's probably the finest thing put out. It's just called On Weather Control. It's Bob Fletcher. What are they doing about the weather at this time? Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Brown's Appliance and Service Center in Brighton would like to take this time to say congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2011. Enjoy your success. You deserve it. Be careful, be safe, but above all, be happy. That's from Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where service is more than a word, it's a fact, based upon the importance placed in satisfying their customers. Call 303-659-0418. That's Brown's Appliance and Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Christine and Alan wish our kids a beautiful future. Mention this ad and receive a discount through June. Brown's Appliance and Service Center.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Who do we have calling in?
Hi, my name is Don. I'm calling from Wheat Ridge.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, fine, thank you. And you, sir?
No complaints at all.
Well, great. The reason I'm calling is because, you know, I've heard you talk about the price of food. And one thing I was going to suggest not only to you but other people, there's a doctor that's out here in Colorado. His name's Dr. Roger Billica. He's an MD. And he's had various programs on. And he used to be chief medical officer for NASA. And one of the things he's talked about on various programs is how wheat, in a way, isn't really even that good for our health. He says, now, if you went back maybe 100 and some years ago, that wheat may have been good. And the one thing I've learned how to do over the last few years is get away from not only wheat, but corn and soy products in the first place, and learn how to not only avoid expensive products, but products, when you really take a hard look at them, aren't even good for your health in the first place. So you can not only be healthier, but also save a lot of money.
Well, I think that's great. I think we really should be eating a lot more fruits and vegetables and things of that sort. And
well, as an example, Dr. Billica, he had a program on here, maybe a month ago, talking about, yes, the more obvious one is celiac disease, but he says it's not, in his opinion, so much you either have it or you don't. He says he's seen various grades of allergies to wheat products in the first place, and admittedly, it's not easy to avoid it, but it can be done, and my own personal health is much, much better since I've avoided wheat. And not only that, here again, it's one of those commodities that's expensive. And my experience is over the last year that my food budget has not gone up that much. And one of the reasons is I avoid all these products that Americans don't even think about. They just think they have to drink them, even milk. You know, milk's not even good for you either. And people, yet they just keep running to the and just buying the same stuff. And don't even even ask themselves, is it even good for you?
And well, I certainly concur, and there's some people who can't eat wheat at all, and some people have terrible reactions to it. I think that we need to change our diet, and I think that would be a subject we could spend many, many, many days on. But
I agree.
People do begin growing their own fruits and vegetables and really stressing the importance of it. In fact, we put in our garden this year, I was pulling up our radishes the other day, because you can eat the radish greens as well as the radish itself, and they have an amazingly good taste when you grow them.
Absolutely. You know, this Dr. Billica, I don't know if you know who he is.
No,
but
he's
an MD, like I mentioned earlier, and the thing that's so neat about him, he's a Christian, and he comes on his program and is very, he doesn't hesitate even talking about not only the Lord, but how the Lord's created good foods to eat. And he even admitted on his programs, he doesn't want to have to write a prescription unless he's absolutely desperate. He says he's had to learn, after he got out of medical school, how to really take good care of not only himself, his patients, by learning about alternative medicine. And he says he can't believe how well it works. And so he comes on his program all the time. It's a daily program. It's on for 15 minutes, telling people how to take care of their health using godly natural principles.
And so
I'd like to let you know that there is a guy out there.
Station is he on?
If nobody minds me giving it out, it's on. I listen to him on AM out here in Denver. He's on 670 KLTT, and he comes on in the evening from 6 o'clock to 6:15 in the evening.
All right, fine. Well, thank you. I appreciate so much your calling.
And I just think he's, you know, I just love the way his approach, and for free, you can't go wrong.
Well, I think that the important thing is we need to study that. We need to start growing our own vegetable gardens, and who knows what the future holds, but I think...
And he actually talks about that as well.
Okay, God bless.
He's a neat person, and I think he'd really, if you ever had an opportunity, he'd be a great speaker in addition to what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And I think that there's a great deal to be said for alternative medicine. And those of you who have heard, of course, we... Cindy, I encourage people to go to the Envita Medical Center, where, of course, it's in Arizona, but, of course, they treat the incurable diseases, the chronic fatigue, Lyme, fibromyalgia, Gulf War syndrome, autoimmune disease, and, of course, the important part of any medical treatment, cancer, is diet. You've got to change your diet because so much of what we do, we are what we eat, somebody once said, and that is absolutely true. I learned that from our good friend Lorraine Day, and I think she is absolutely right. Changing your diet and the diet that they're giving us, all these pre-prepared foods that taste so good, and the pre-prepared meats, they taste so good, and what they do is they put things in it to us to force us to eat more. And, of course, the things they're putting in, the MSG, the aspartame, the other taste enhancers are deleterious to our health. You've got to get back to a fundamental diet. And you're either going to have to do it on your own, or we may be forced to, because, of course, they're going to run up the cost of food. Start making your preparations now for the difficult times that lay ahead. And start learning how to plant a garden. Start getting in your fruit trees. God gave us the wherewithal to be able to feed ourselves. We just have to learn how to use his bounty. Well, we've started out talking about the weather, and I will conclude that I am convinced that they're using HARP and other methods of weather control. And Sydney, our DVD by Bob Fletcher on weather control, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. So we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at the American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and, you know, we did talk about things, chemtrails, HARP, weather modification. People sort of look at you, oh, well, you think there's a conspiracy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's a conspiracy. I know there's a conspiracy. I've encountered it many times. Many of the people I have interviewed have been killed. I have interviewed people who were professional CIA assassins. That's covered in our 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. You need to hear them. You need to get the documentation on what they're talking about. They kill people. We've got the great DVD on What's Happening in the Weather, I think the title. Anyway, it's Bob Fletcher's DVD on weather modification. We have 2-4 tape sets on chemtrails. We have a 4 tape set on HARP. We have a 4 tape set on, or 4 CD set on weather modification. And then, as I say, we have a book on weather modification. So we have a book, a 4 tape set, and a DVD on weather modification. We have a 4 tape set on HARP. And I suggest you go up on the internet. Go to your search engine and type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura HARP, and it's a very well done segment, as all of Jesse's segments are. That's why I don't think he's going to be back again. At least I was surprised he was back for a second tour. They tried to bribe him, gave him a couple of $1 million. Come on, I think it was MSNBC or one of the major networks. All he had to do was quit talking about anything significant, and he turned him down. They did the same thing with Alex Jones. Of course, they wanted to buy off Elliot Spitzer, and they did. And he went he has his own television program on Fox, and he'll never talk about anything of significance again. The reason they went after Elliot Spitzer with the prostitute story was because he was exposing the fact that all of the state attorney generals knew that what they were doing financially, as far as the making home loans, predatory loans, and allowing people to buy a home as long as they had a pulse. Maybe they didn't even have to have a very strong pulse. If you had a pulse, you could buy a home. Some people even got paid to buy homes, and that was to drive the housing bubble so they could destroy our economy. They knew exactly what they were doing. And the state attorney generals, all 50 of them, wanted to intervene, and the Bush administration wouldn't let them. And Elliot Spitzer started writing about that, and immediately, why they published the story about the expensive prostitute. Why? Because they're monitoring all of our politicians, and any given them get out of line, they destroy them. And after they destroy them, then of course they bring them back again, and they reward them. Keep your mouth shut, Elliot, and you can have your television program. We'll reestablish your reputation. They destroyed Richard Nixon with Watergate. They rejuvenated Richard Nixon. They punish you. They reward you. They control you. Well, basically, they tried to do that with Jesse and with Alex Jones. They didn't get away with it. pray for their safety, ladies and gentlemen. One other thing I want to mention, one of the most important books of our century is the book Where is the Birth Certificate by Jerome Corsi. We did an interview with him the other night. I read the book. It is vitally important. You need to know that the long-form birth certificate that Barack Obama put out was fraudulent. That's why they had to go after Osama bin Laden. They had to have some sort of diversion. Get the book. It could change the course of our nation. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by